talk about a weird piece of timing. Our next guest was actually scheduled to be with us at this particular time this morning, and it turned out to be quite the piece of timing. Her name is Dr. Adrienne Hines. She is a licensed psychologist from Healdsburg, specializing in trauma and PTSD. Dr. Hines, it couldn't happen at a better time. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
We thought there was plenty to talk about prior to this morning's development, and this is a battle-worn, yes, we know how to rise from the ashes, but we are just plain weary of the trauma. What do we do?
Absolutely. Sonoma County has a cumulative trauma burden at this time. We just keep getting back up. And as resilient as we've been, it's so important to acknowledge and validate the impact this has on our hearts and minds. And so there are a few things we can be doing to take care of ourselves as we go through the intersection of a pandemic and fire season.
Yeah.
I'm happy to share those if listeners are interested.
Oh, well, I'm telling you what, this listener is, and I'm sure other people will find it relevant too, because, you know, here we are. We've got just another thing packed on, and we're not at the end of this particular trauma yet.
Absolutely. Well, when we're in the acute phases of a disaster, our bodies are in flight, flight, or freeze mode. So we're just trying to survive. And that means that our sympathetic, our nervous systems are totally dialed up, and it's exhausting physiologically on our bodies. And so a tool that's always available to us is our breath. One thing that the Navy SEALs do, I work with veterans who've seen combat a lot, they use a technique called box breathing. Box breathing. You breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it. Exhale for 4 seconds, hold it. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it. Exhale for 4 seconds, and visualize a box as you do it. And what happens in your body is that it starts to calm down your nervous responses. And so the breath is, it's just great because you can do it anywhere, anytime. Another thing to think about is even if you're alone, you know, imagine yourself as an island that you have to protect. You have very limited emotional energy. You know, invite in support, positivity, things that are going to help you thrive during this disaster, and really keep guard and push out any negativity or toxicity that's not going to help you get through this really challenging time.
Use what works for you. And I'm curious, though, yes. You know, usually they say misery loves company, right? And safety in numbers and things like that. Well, when it comes to a lot of traumatized people being in the same space, is that a good thing or a different thing?
You know, that's a great question. There's something that is really comforting about knowing someone and being in the presence of someone that has lived in your shared experience. They get it at every level in a way that you can't convey just by telling someone what you've been through. So that sense of community and going through a community trauma, although it's so challenging because everybody is facing similar struggles, it is a source of comfort and a way to come together. You know, the mask of perfection's come off, and we're just going to have to be vulnerable
sure.
and here for each other.
What if I want all the attention for myself, though, and I don't feel like sharing?
No, sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you got to fill up your gas tank before you can fill up other people's.
That's what I mean. We became accustomed. We somehow sort of grew this callus, Dr. Hines, about having trauma related solely to fellow Sonoma County residents. And then came the pandemic, in which we had to share with the entire globe. And now we are back in this circumstance of fire and tragedy and things like that, that we again have to share with the world, or at least the Northern California part of the world. I'm just trying to figure out if that's better for us or worse.
Yeah, right. It's like we are just a microcosm of everything that's happening globally. You know, you think of Iowa, who just had horrific flooding, and many who are still without power there. You know, does this sense of commiseration help bond us? There are opportunities for that. But, you know, again, as the traumas accumulate and we feel triggered by the seeing of, you know, smoke and the smell and the memories,
yeah,
we have to implement radical self-care to get through it.
Radical self-care. That sounds like a terrific idea, except we have nowhere to go to do it because we're in the underneath the pandemic world. I'm not trying to be, you know, Donnie Darko here. I'm just wondering how many layers of trauma can human beings survive and still, for example, keep their sense of humor?
Yep. Yep. Humor is certainly a protective factor. And, you know, humans have a tremendous capacity for resilience, and that is not to minimize or invalidate the impact that trauma has. But we are capable of getting back on our feet, but it does require protective factors like having social support, having financial resources that, you know, don't engender all this stress about where's my next meal coming from.
Yeah.
It's having institutional and structural community resources to come together and get through it. So it's not just the individual, it's bigger than that.
And in this kind of a circumstance, Dr. Hines, we want that relief immediately because we do feel sort of, you know, torn apart by all of this. And usually a lot of psychological approaches to these things take time. Is there any way we can sort of get the Reader's Digest version of feeling better?
Oh, yes. So I have two things to offer to the listeners. The first is actually based on science. It's the mammalian dive response, which is triggered when we rapidly change our body temperature to colder. So, for example, when you take a ice cold shower or hold a piece of ice, it slows your breathing and your mind.
Oh.
So that amygdala that's lighting up fight or flight, it slows down and you can start to regain control over your breath and responses.
Okay.
So in our household, how we do that, we literally go to the freezer, we grab a bag of frozen peas and we put them on our face for 30 seconds.
That's the best thing to do with frozen peas I've ever heard of.
Yes. And then the second thing I'll offer is in terms of the Reader's Digest. I have been working with a team at the National Center for PTSD. We have launched a completely free, secure mobile app called COVID Coach. And it is designed for people who are going through the pandemic. But, you know, it was really inspired by our work through the fires. It was inspired by an app called Sonoma Rises. But COVID Coach is for anybody, anywhere. It has relaxation exercises, mindfulness tools, resources, anything you need, it's right there in an app. So it's just kind of that instant relief that is at your fingertips when you are evacuated in your hotel room.
The COVID Coach.
COVID Coach. It's available on Apple and on Android.
All right.
Can get it from the App Store or Google Play.
We're going to try that. And one of the things I think that's happening for a lot of people right now, Dr. Hines, is that after so many months of mostly sheltering in place and things like that, now all of a sudden there are 8,000 to 10,000 of our neighbors who have been thrust from their homes overnight because of the mandatory evacuations and are going to have to try to make do elsewhere under less comfortable circumstances. That's a challenge.
Oh, it's so incredibly stressful and heartbreaking to think about. And, you know, I'll go back to that metaphor of an island. Anything that you can do to bring comfort to your environment, that could be aromatherapy, it could be putting on music that comforts you or a piece of artwork that feels familiar and soothing. The small things really do help boost morale, and also social support. You know, we can't necessarily see each other in person, but knowing that people are going to show up for you emotionally certainly helps get us through the day.
Yes, it certainly does. And thank you for those great tips. I think they're going to come in very handy over the next .. because I'm not sure over the next how many days we'll be in this. Dr. Hines, thank you. We can use all the help we can get because the psychological aspect of all of this affects us all.
Yes, well, my pleasure, and thank you for shepherding us through this really difficult time. And don't forget your frozen peas.
Long as I don't have to eat them, we're good. That is Dr. Adrienne Hines, a psychologist from Healdsburg, specializing in PTSD and trauma. And good piece of timing, Daniel, for getting her on the air. Thank you for that.